Hey, what's doing with Prairie Public Music News? I'm Eric Detheridge. Let it be known there is a fountain that was not made by the hands of men. That was Robert Hunter's favorite lyric from Ripple, one of many he wrote for the Grateful Dead. Think Dark Star, China Cat Sunflower, Uncle John's Band, Box of Rain, Scarlet Begonias, and even their lone Billboard hit, Touch of Grey. Sad to say, the poet and writer passed away yesterday at the age of 78. No cause of death has yet been reported. It's fair to say Hunter's vivid lyrics were as big a part of the Grateful Dead as Jerry Garcia's guitar and voice. Some interesting history. Robert Hunter took part in early LSD experiments at Stanford University not long after meeting Jerry Garcia, who asked him to play in a jug band in 1961. Now, Robert refused, preferring to write instead, but he later reunited with his buddy in San Francisco and started penning lyrics to Jerry's masterful instrumental that later became Dark Star. He pretty much became the Grateful Dead's lyricist after that. In the years after Jerry Garcia died, he wrote songs for Bruce Hornsby, Elvis Costello, country singer Jim Lauderdale, as well as the Dead's drummer Mickey Hart. But in the last years of his life, he battled health issues and recently had to go out and tour to help pay his medical bills. A sad day in Deadland, Robert Hunter, dead at 78. Let there be songs to fill the air. Well, in his later years, Robert Hunter co-wrote a couple of songs with Duluth native Bob Dylan on his Time Out of Mind LP. It was in the early 60s when Bob moved from Minnesota to Greenwich Village and made that his new home, where he'd camp out at clubs like Gertie's Folk City for weeks at a time. Well, some 57 years later, the legend will play his longest New York City run since then, a 10-show residency at the Beacon Theater. Now, this has been kind of brewing for a few years, as Dylan has traditionally ended his tour with the Big Apple stint, starting with 5 nights at the Beacon in 2017. He went to 7 last year and now upped it to 10. Starting November 23rd, it'll wrap up December the 6th. And in case you have a wild hair and you want to go, tickets are on sale this Friday. Well, speaking of New York, if you're a big fan of Sharon Van Etten, and how could you not be, you'll want to check out a new short film called Departure out this Thursday. Now, Departure meaning her leaving the Big Apple. She's been living there for 15 years. It features her reflections, her musings on that, as well as footage from a recording session during her last day living in New York. Well, on this day in music history, September 24th, 1957, Elvis's classic Jailhouse Rock was released. It became his 9th number one single, and it stayed there for 19 weeks. And in 1991, the earth shook as Nirvana's Nevermind was put out into the world, essentially ushering in the death of hair metal. Birthdays, don't let the sun catch you crying. Jerry Marsden of Jerry and the Pacemakers, accomplished photographer, animal rights activist, and keyboardist, as well as the late wife of Paul and mother of James, Linda McCartney, and drummer Pete Salisbury of The Verve. And that is a wrap for music news. Hey, if you like what you hear, you can sign up for our podcasts on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, or wherever you get them. For Prairie Public, I'm Eric Detheridge. Rock on.